This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening to you for Wednesday, August 28th, 2013. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. You know, it's the last Wednesday of the month, of the summer. It just struck me when you said the date. It went, wow, boy, that summer went by fast. Hey?
Well, this weekend in the U.S. is Labor Day weekend, so.
Ah, we got a weekend like that up here, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Cool. Well, happy August. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.
And welcome, September. Yep. And we're still here. Wasn't there another prediction or that you know, something?
I think
was
there was. We're not supposed to be here several times over.
Yeah, something was going to be askew in August, but we're still here.
I think it was solar flare, mega flares or something. We're going to devastate the Earth.
Yeah.
But we're all going to die if we live long enough, so we'll just keep
here
on going.
Are. Welcome, everybody. Glad to see so many folks in the chat already. Good to see you.
Yes, it is indeed. So we'll get into the show. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we also operate the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a metaphysics school offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a number of specializations available, including spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, paranormal science, it goes on, ufology, cryptozoology, and many more. For more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about embracing your humanness, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. We're going to do our profession of beliefs, and then we'll get into that information. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle of do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. So we, again, welcome those who are listening to the live program as well as those listening to the archive. Before we get into our topic for tonight, embracing your humanness, I do want to just make a quick announcement that we are taking the show to a 30-minute normal duration. We come down, we're just trying to get out there and make it easier for more people to listen. And so, we live in the middle of this fast-paced society, you know, modern era. So we're going to typically be doing a 30-minute show from now on. On occasion, we may extend that if there's a reason to, if we have a guest, or if the topic continues on, we may extend it. But we will be doing 30-minute shows and see how that works.
Well, actually, what Doug wants to tell you is we're bored. We're tired of coming up with ideas.
I don't want to say that. That would be unprofessional. We don't leak information like that, Vicky.
Okay, look.
Somebody get her off.
You know, 30 minutes, I think it's going to be a good format. We'll do it for a while. And we've done over 2 years of shows. And, you know, we changed the format up a bit, which has been really helpful because it kind of keeps us on track. But we are kind of narrowing in on being repetitive, and I think that's the point of what we're saying. It's not, you know, we're trying to stay on track with MCHS topics. And otherwise, we could talk about a lot of things that would not be relevant. But,
right.
You know, MCHS is the focus. So without too much risk of being, you know, overly redundant, and we have such a good bank in the archives that we thought we'd go to a 30-minute format. Not only that, I think, you know, Doug, you know, we've talked about this. It's a great point that a lot of people are very busy. And, you know, a half-hour format just goes real quick and more people can listen. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's all part of being human, right?
Yep, excellent segue because, you know, embracing your humanness means knowing who you are, why you are who you are, and it means accepting things that are. How do I put that? You know, it is what it is so many times. Doesn't mean that things can't be changed. Just means that a lot of times we just need to adapt. And so tonight, as far as this topic goes, we want to touch on things such as keeping your feet on the ground, living inside your body, what it means to be human, understanding, accepting your humanness. So that's kind of the different things that we're going to talk about, all, of course, leading to a state of being complete within yourself. So let's talk about embracing your humanness. One of the things that so many people do is honestly try to hide from themselves or hide their humanness, hide who they are. And this as a direct result of low self-esteem or even them esteem. So many folks just live in fear of other people seeing who they really are. And that's one of those times when we need to embrace who we are. That's self-acceptance. That's the first element of the life leadership paragon, self-acceptance. Accept who you are. Be proud of who you are. Don't hide from who you are. You know, we get all these cultural belief systems, social conditioning, that tells us we got to act a certain way and behave a certain way and believe a certain way. And, of course, I'm not talking about, you know, things like killing other people or hurting other people. I'm just talking about typical things. Religion is a big part of that. You know, you got to believe this way. You got to act that way. And we need to stop and really think about that because I'll tell you, when some of these religious beliefs are extreme or are repressive, people, gosh, it takes a lot of energy to deal with it. And so people grow up with that stuff, and then by the time they hit their 30s, generally speaking, you know, they just don't have the strength to resist it anymore. Other people just flat out reject it. But what about you? This is just a rhetorical question to the audience. What about you? You know, are you afraid of others seeing who you really are? Are you afraid to be who you really are? If so, you know, there's no sense in that. Sooner or later, it's going to come out. Be who you are. And make sure that who you are is good. You know, reassess your core values. If you see qualities in other people, try to emulate those qualities. Bring those into your core values. Because that is one way of embracing your humanness. Another way is living inside your body.
Well, I was going to say for a moment, if I can, Doug, I think something I come across a lot is people don't know where to begin to change their core values, you know, because there's so many different sets of rules, you know, and I think that's where some people don't know what core values are, you know, they make
sure
rules for different things.
Well, core values are how you treat people, how you view other people. A core value would be not being racist, not being judgmental, being open to other people, understanding that people can disagree with you. That's perfectly fine. Doesn't matter. You know, you don't need to get all up in arms. You don't need to get upset if somebody disagrees with you. You know who you are and why you are who you are. Other core values include responsibility, include respect, integrity, honor, how you address people, being calm and even keeled or even mannered. Those are all core values. There's a ton of them. There's sincerity. There's dependability. There's consciousness.
Well, and I think when you take those core values and you bring them into who you are and you emulate them, you're living in your body. I think that what, you know, it's kind of like my observation. I look around and I see a lot of people who are not in their body. And I think everybody can relate to what I'm talking about, especially if you're having a conversation with somebody whose mind is somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you can fairly say, well, they're not here right now. They're distracted. They're over there. Well, what if somebody's in that constant state? They're trying to, you know, think 10 thoughts ahead. They're trying to second guess people before they, get anything out of their mouth. Or you ask them a question, they quote you a book. You know, in people who are very intellectualized thinkers without the emotion, the passion, that sense of knowing who they are, I call them people who are not living in their body. And, you know, years ago I developed a body thought memory integration process to help people, you know, get right back into, you know, using chakra work too, but getting right back into the body, seeing life from the inside out instead of always out there trying to second guess and kind of floating around the ozone, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see people who are not in their body. You know, and Dan's just making a comment in the chat, not being a chameleon is important. Be consistent with your values in every situation, every day. And that's exactly what it is. People who tend to be in that chameleon mode, that largely goes back to them esteem or not knowing who you are, not having that good sense of, you know, kind of, who am I? What do I really believe in? What are my philosophies for life? And, you know, I've asked a lot of people, give me three of your most integral philosophies. And it's amazing how many people cannot come up with that. You know, it's more mm-hmm. about behavior. Well, I believe everybody should be good. Okay, but what do you do to ensure that you are good? So that's where I think we bring it back to who I am, living it from inside myself.
And another aspect of this chameleon thing that kind of came up in my mind is that nobody is more worthy of your best behavior than you are. So
true. Absolutely.
That goes to being complete within yourself, you know, knowing who you are and why you are who you are. And you act the way you do, not because other people see it or notice, but because that's simply who you are. You be who you are, and being who you are is good. You make it good. So you're worthy of your best behavior. You don't attack others verbally or otherwise. You're just consistent, complete within yourself.
You know, Dan's making a comment in the chat about fear and chameleon go together.
Absolutely. You know, it's what they do. They're afraid people see who they really are, so they put on a pretense. They put on a valance, a disguise, a face, and that's the chameleon. You know, they don't want people to see who they really are, what they really believe. They're afraid of what other people might think of them. That's called them esteem. Them esteem is external validation and expectations. So you only feel happy about yourself when other people are patting you on the back, then that's them esteem. We need to have self-esteem, internal expectations and validation. We know who we are and why we are who we are. Therefore, we validate ourselves. And another aspect to this living inside your body is to not be selfish. Very selfish people are not grounded. And they're always about them. It's about them and not about other people. And going hand in hand with that is taking themselves too seriously. You know, we can end up going there and taking ourselves way too seriously and not realizing it's not about us, it's not about them, it's about all of us. So,
you know, winning people over is serious business, Doug.
But if you need to, you know, I mean, that's, you know, winning people over, it's a good topic. I'm not sure where you're going with it, so I'm going to shut up and let you talk, and we'll see where you go with it.
But isn't that the point of being a chameleon? You want to be noted in the situation. You want to win people over, and you're not quite yourself in that. I see this a lot in relationships. If I, you know, I'm listening to a woman, I'll give a hypothetical, listening to a woman talk about her husband, and I say, well, have you told him that? Oh, I can't do that. Well, why can't you? Well, he'll be mad, you know, or he wouldn't like that, or he wouldn't understand. So then you're not, you know, I love this new coin phrase, you know, of authentic. You're not being authentic about who you are in the relationship then.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of time it's the prelude to marriage. Then there's marriage, everybody relaxes, and then all the other stuff comes out. That's who you really are, you know. So it's being your authentic self. And, you know, look, I suppose a lot of people can go on dates and you say, yeah, okay, I don't really like mountain climbing, but I'll do it this one time. Well, then they think you love mountain climbing, and that's all they do, and you got a problem. You know.
Well, you can win people over by being who you are and being good, you know, doing the right thing, doing no harm, and setting a sterling example, you know, setting an example of groundedness, which is another way to embrace your humanness, is to be grounded. That means down to earth, not taking yourself too seriously, not being selfish, but being down to earth. We can always tell people who are down to earth. They just have that way about them that they don't take things too seriously. They understand that people are people, and they're just down to earth. And this is especially important in the metaphysics field, because there are so many people in this field who are not grounded, who are way out on the fringe, who will believe anything at the drop of a hat. And that's one of the things we teach at IMHS, Metaphysics Institute, is if you're going to believe something, fine. But have a good, compelling reason to believe in it. You know, something that's makes sense, not just because it is so. And really think for yourself. And if you do that, you're going to remain grounded, and that's part of embracing your humanness.
You know, I think when you're talking about being grounded, and I'm going to go back to my example of relationship, if I can, Doug, is that if you got to risk to be who you are, even though you have differences, to be able to find the common ground, if that makes sense. It's like somebody might like skating, but somebody else doesn't like skating. Well, that's got to be okay. And you keep peeling the layers away until you can find common ground with other people rather than adapting to other people. So it's risking to be who you are. You know, a lot of people have invited me to go hiking in the mountains. I say, no thanks. Well, Vicky, I thought you liked hiking. Yeah, I do it in my backyard. I don't need to go over there to do it. Now, if there's some really cool monument to see, or there's a reason, yeah, but we're all going hiking. And I say, have fun, you know, because I don't want to. And it sometimes it's offensive to people in the honesty of it, because you don't want to. But why can't you just say no, and no is good enough? That's part of, I think, of being authentic. But we risk to hurt other people's feelings because they're trying to welcome us in. Well, I say, you know, if you want to go and see some really neat historical thing sometime, I'll go with you. But not, I'm not going hiking. You know, so it's finding that middle ground between us, still being grounded in who you are.
Yeah, well, not being afraid to say no. You know, so many people have such a hard time saying no.
Big time.
And it's not hard to say no when you know who you are and why you are who you are. If you need to say no, you say, sorry, it's just not something I can do, or I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline. Those are all word-softened ways of saying no. You know, can I get you this? No, thank you. Oh, come on. You really need this. Thanks. Appreciate it, but no. And if they keep going on, you know, you just say, please, don't ask again. No. You know, and we have to respect other people when they say it. And if they say no, we move on. You know, it's, we don't take it personally.
That's right.
Move on.
You know, if I can say, Zach is asking a question in the chat. But what if your true self is socially unacceptable to the general population? And he just answered his own question and remark, saying, them esteem is at work. I really believe that being your true self is acceptable to someone. You just have to like attracts like, and, you know, put your frequency out there. You're probably just hanging out with the wrong people or trying to be accepted by the wrong people. You know, look, if you really like goth, like wearing a lot of goth stuff, you're not likely, you know, to be hired by the, you know, the Secretary of State to be a secretary. And that's just a reality. So, you know, if that's your true self, then you got to go and fit somewhere where it is your true self and hang with like-minded people.
Yeah, you know, you know, the true self is socially unacceptable to the general population. You know, yeah, maybe the goth type folks are generally unacceptable to the general population. But, you know, that's a phase two. The bigger question is, you know, if somebody feels that they are socially unacceptable to the general population, what's driving that belief, you know? That can be anything. I mean, gosh, there's so many different things.
He says gay in Appalachia, for example.
Yeah, that would be probably a time to move, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, the Bible Belt, you know, which that is part of, is probably not the best place for
And Lori just said pagan in the Bible Belt. You know, look, everybody, hear me clear. There's got to be a groundbreaker somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there is going to be, suffering is relative. And, I mean, you got to lead the way. Unless you stand up, be who you are, and set an example, you're not going to get any other people to have courage to do the same. Some people are groundbreakers, some people are not. It takes a lot of courage. If you're not one of those go get 'em, you know, stand your ground, then go someplace where you can find some acceptance, and then it's a slow movement of exception, you know, acceptability and change. And look, you know, Dan just said use common sense and situational awareness. Hello. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's that's a perfect way of putting it, Dan.
Well, here's the bottom line. We all have a right, an inalienable right, to be who we are, as long as we do no harm and do the right thing. So, you know, wherever you're at, whether you're a pagan in Oklahoma or gay in Tennessee or Texas or any of those Bible Belt states, you still have a right to be who you are without judgment. That doesn't mean people are not going to judge you. It just means you have a right to it, and they have lessons to learn. It gets down to a point that if you're not happy where you are, go somewhere where you can be happy. But if you're kind of there, and that's where you're going to be, then be who you are. It doesn't matter what other people think. What you think of me is none of my business. You have to have that attitude. Be who you are. Do good things. You'll win over so many people just by doing the right thing and doing no harm and just being who you are. You have a right for that. You know, it's like that's kind of what this whole embracing your humanness is about. If you know who you are and why you are who you are, none of that stuff's going to have much of an effect on you. I realize that, yeah, it's a bit tough to be a pagan in the Bible Belt. You know, I understand that. But
eggs on my window to prove it.
Yeah, and you know, and that's unfortunate. That's actually a crime. But, you know, if you look at you and understand that you are worthy of your own best behavior, nobody's more worthy of your own best behavior than you, and what you think of me is none of my business, be about your business. If you have a meaningful life, if you have a meaningful purpose in your life and you have a work to do and you have things to accomplish, you're going to be too busy to worry about what other people may or may not think about you. Embrace who you are as a human being. Can you, any clue the odds of us even being here? I mean, think about this for a minute. Going back, if you've watched any documentaries or know anything about history, going back just a few hundred years, people were dying of disease here and there, all over the place. You know, there were battles, there were all kinds of stuff that killed them. And if one of our ancestors had died, we wouldn't be here. The odds of us being here are astronomical. We need to elevate ourselves, in our own minds, not in a narcissistic way, but we need to understand how beautiful it is to be a human being, to have this consciousness, to just be alive and to have opportunities to do our work, to experience life, experience reality, experience what is. So embrace that.
Well, I think that being who we integrally are is just owning our nature also, mm-hmm. not just how we were nurtured. You know, there's a whole big section on that in the IMHS program. But your nature, I mean, Doug, I did really try to do that kind of Zen, really nice, oh, hello, how are you for a while? I tried to do that for a couple of years and gave myself an ulcer. You know, I mean, it's just, this is who I am. This is kind of how it's built. I'm not saying be like me, I'm saying be like you. You know, finding your way that's natural to you. And know that if there is anything that you have been raised with, a belief or an attitude or, you know, some kind of presentation that's not working for you, you're free to change that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't, you know, if your mom made you eat peas, you don't have to eat peas anymore. That's the way it goes. So if there are characteristics that you have or belief systems that are not working for you, you have the power and the ability to reconfigure that, again, to reestablish new core values.
Yep. And you should, because to say, well, that's just the way I was raised, is honestly a cop-out. You know, we're adults. We have the power to choose. We have free will. We can choose to be who we want to be. We can bring in those core values of people that we respect. Do that. And embrace who you are. In fact, put your arms around yourself. Give yourself a hug. Yeah, that's the place to start.
I'll talk to my dogs.
Well, maybe your dogs will give you a hug, eh?
Yeah, my dogs will give me a hug. I'll give them a hug, too. You know, it's there are so many things in life to enjoy. And, you know, and just kind of smell the roses and smell the roses about yourself, too. There's always good qualities. You know, there's always wonderful things about every human being. And to focus on that and build from there.
Absolutely. So, you know, just to quickly sum up, embrace who you are, accept who you are, warts and all. You know you're perfect. As long as you're striving to be better tomorrow than you were yesterday, you're perfect. Keep it up. You know, keep your feet on the ground. Live inside your body. Don't be way out on the fringe somewhere. Be on the ground. Be down to earth. You know, look for the good in people, the positive in people, but even more importantly, look for the good in you and be proud of who you are. So, until next week, folks, listen, think, learn, grow, and really, really live. See you next week.
Good night.